Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hi guys, welcome to the show. I am so glad you're here. Before we get started today, what I want to do is have a virtual cup of coffee with you. Wouldn't that be fun if we could do that? I just want to check in with you and see how you're doing. I know you need encouragement maybe. You need to know that it's going to be okay. And gosh, I just want to say to you guys, you've got so much to be grateful for. You've got an amazing opportunity in your business. It might not feel like it right now, but you do. I just want you to sit with that for a minute. I want you to hear that. You are in the business of love, and people will get married no matter what. So even if you're feeling like, gosh, there hasn't been any new leads, and this has been so stressful, and I've been just buried in rescheduling and doing this and that, I just want you to know you're going to be okay. You really will be, and you're fortunate and blessed to be in the business that you are in. All right, let's get started. So today I want to talk to you about how to decide if and when you know enough to make a good decision for your business. Now, I know that in the last few weeks, you probably have been consuming a lot of information, that you have been watching webinars and you've been going to classes and you've been reading lots of newsletters and you've been listening to lots of podcasts. And thank you for that, by the way. I'm glad that you've been listening to the podcast. That means so much to me. But I know what happens when you learn all that stuff and you read all the books and you gather all this business information. Most of the time, you get overwhelmed with ideas. And then you begin to feel uncertain about your abilities in your business, as if you're not enough. I've talked to several people in the last few weeks, and they're feeling like, gosh, maybe I didn't do it right. And how can I go on knowing now what I know about what I should have been doing? How can I go on the same way? And it's like, well, let me get this down to basics for you. If you already were in business, and if you were already doing business without this software, without this system, without everything set up in this workflow, guess what, you guys? You can still continue to do your business just the way you have been and still make money. So I want you to be thinking about that first. Don't get overwhelmed with all these ideas of what you think you need to do. Don't allow yourself to feel uncertain about your abilities because you have been successful already. So here's the problem. You've been listening and learning too much, and you have not been implementing what you've been learning, and you haven't been able to make a decision on what you should do. Maybe that's where you're finding yourself right now. So here's what I want you to do. Just take a few notes in the podcast. I'll keep it simple. Number one, I want you to do a brain dump. I want you to sit down now and just without going back through your notes from all the workshops you've taken, from the webinars you've done, from the podcasts you've listened to, just sit down and make a list of what you think you need to do in your business. Look, get it all out on a piece of paper. And then once you've got it on the piece of paper, this is the second step, guys, that's so critical. I want you to cross off everything that doesn't really matter. In your business, there are only some of these pieces that matter. Maybe you're not in a position in your business that you even need to have a workflow. Take that off your list. So go through your brain dump list and cross things off. When you have that list that is basically, I hope, half of what it was, then I want you to divide the list into a couple of three different things. Number one, I want you to separate the list in what is your to-do list. And I always recommend to the ladies that I work with that they keep basically a separate notebook or the first few pages of any notebook with a separate to-do list so that every time you think of something you need to do, and look, you could do this on the notes application on your iPhone if you want to do that. Want to keep things in that kind of computerized file or on a Google document, you could do it that way so that you can update it on any platform, whether you're on your desktop, whether you're on your laptop, whether you're on your iPhone. So make that list of to-dos. And then every time you have a new idea of what you need to do, the first place you go is to that list and you just write it down. Just get it out of your head and on that piece of paper. The second list that I want you to make from this big brain dump list is I want you to make the list of ideas that you have. All those ideas that you've gotten from the podcasts that you've listened to, from the webinars, from anything, I want you to make the list of the ideas of what you could do in your business someday. Not what you have to do tomorrow, but what you could do someday. And then just for fun, I want you to make a third list. You guys know I love to think about what's possible for you, and I want you to make a list of what is possible, because possibility is that dream space that you get to live in. So the possibility list could be something like, it's possible that I could book 10 more weddings for this year. It's possible that I could, you guys have heard me say this, have my best year ever still, even post quarantine, right? So make the list of what's possible for you. And then that's the list, you guys, that you revisit when you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed and nothing is working and people are canceling. And that's when you go to that possibility list and you say, you know what? It is possible that this is all going to work out. So let me recap that again. You take your brain dump, you cross off everything that is unnecessary for your business. Then you take that same list that's remaining and you divide it up into three lists. One is your to-do list. Number two is your idea list. And number three is that what is possible for you in your business. Here's what I want to say next, you guys, is I want you to stop where you're at today and I want you just to decide that you already know enough. You really don't need to learn anything else. If you're like me and you love to learn, then that is super fun, but you really don't need to know anything else. I suspect that you already know enough. And where you really need to change your thinking is that you need to shift to believing that you already are enough, that you have enough to succeed, that you can get the answer. You don't have to go on learning, that you can just Google one answer at a time and find the answer you need to the problem that you need to solve right then. So let's get back down to basics. Let's work to make things more simple in our life and in our business. And I want you to pick one thing today off of your to-do list, just one thing, take the one item. And then what I recommend that you do, and you've heard me say, is take that one thing and divide it into much smaller tasks. So if I say update my website, I want you to go through there and make the list of what it is. Update the about copy, replace the images on the homepage, update the feed for your Instagram so that it's showing all the images. Whatever it is for you, I want you to write the whole list of what it means when it says update the website, and then I want you to schedule it. So that is how you guys can learn to take action in your business. So just because you've heard about workflows, you've heard about systems, you've heard about client management software, it does not mean that you need any of those things. You don't have to have those things to be able to sell your services, to be able to sell your products, and to be able to make money. Can it help your business? Of course it can help your business. But I want you to know that if you don't have enough clients right now, 100% of your focus right now should still be on working to get more clients. Now, if you already have, 50 bookings on your calendar, 30 bookings on your calendar, and you have the space and time to be working on these things, then get to that list and figure out what your one thing is you're going to work on, and then figure out what the next thing is you're going to work on. We're really spending too much time wondering right now about all the what ifs, and that's not serving us. We need to just make decisions on the information that you have and just decide, right now I know what's possible for my business and I'm going to make a decision about that. And here's what I want to say about decisions, you guys. When you make a decision, it's the best decision you can make for today. Don't go back and revisit that. Don't go back over and over it again until you have new information to make a new decision. You guys get to decide to keep yourself out of that indecision, out of that place of overwhelm, and I want you to take back your power in that and do that. So here's what I want you to know most of all. You guys have what you need to book more brides. You already have the talent. I want you to know that it's just about making connections right now. Go ahead and continue to work on your network, the people that you can build referrals with. Go ahead and work to get more reviews from past brides. Go ahead and work to connect with people through social media. Go ahead and work to continue to promote your business. Don't allow yourself to get stuck on all of the new things that you've learned over the quarantine time. You get to decide that you're going to make the list and decide what you're going to do, and that you're going to keep it simple. I want you to check out a freebie that will help you guys get down to networking and building a guide for networking. This is everything you can do right now. Head over to debbieshatta.com/networking guide. I will leave a link in the show notes for you. Now, this networking guide, what it will do for you is I recommend that each of you guys have 3 people in every single category of the wedding business that you can recommend for your ideal client. So if your ideal client is the luxury bride, then within each category, so within baking, bakeries, within catering, within planning, within floral, within all of the different categories, you guys know there's a lot. There's probably 30 or 40 categories that you could list on a page. I want you to make a list, and then I want you to come up with your top 3 people that you would refer. So grab the download, the networking guide, and you can use that as a guide to be able to sort of keep you on track as you build your network. And I want to give a shout out to one of the first people to give me a review on my podcast. This is so much fun. Blue Llama Events, thank you so much. I had the pleasure of working with Blue Llama Events 3 years ago. We did some private coaching together. She's got an incredible business, and she says, "So excited to see Debbie has a podcast. She's a wealth of actionable strategies and such a pro. This is a must listen to." Thank you so much, Blue Llama Events, for that review. It means the world to me. All of y'all mean the world to me. Thanks for listening. Make sure to take action in your business. If you would like to chat about what I can do for your business, how I can help you with your business, be sure to schedule your complimentary business assessment call at debbieshatta.com/let's chat. All right, till next time, take care of yourself. Be well, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, and wear your masks, and take care of your family. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.